Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. You know, Mark, I was told we have like 2 minutes between the first hour and the second hour, but this has to be the fastest 2 minutes ever. Because it's like...
Go ahead, finish what you were going to say.
That's what I was going to say. It's like the fastest 2 minutes.
Well, I wanted to just give you a little bit of encouragement here. Byron, you know, the caller that we just hit on, I speak with him on a regular basis, and he actually called me yesterday, and he wanted to know what a good laptop computer was for him to get. And I said, well, I don't know. You know, I mean, they're all pretty good. And I said, what do you want to get one for? And he said, I'm going to be taking a trip for the weekend, and I don't want to miss the radio show, so I want to get a laptop so that I can hear the program. So
he went out
and dropped at least $400 or $500 on a laptop computer just so that he wouldn't have to miss this program.
Wow. Now that is, you're going to have to repeat that story so we can have that one like in our commercials when we get to be big, you know? But you know what? I really appreciate that. That is. You know, Mark. I mean, we're people just like our listeners. We're not. We don't feel like we are any different. We just decided to have it our purpose in life to tell the truth and wake up people. But it's people like Byron what keeps me going. It's these little things that people do, and the words of encouragement that people do is what really is the fuel that charges up my engine. And I really appreciate that. That's very thoughtful of Byron. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
I wanted to make a couple points. I don't know if I'm wrong or right, but I'd like to ask you a couple questions. The first thing is, I really don't see what the difference is between one innocent person dying and 6 million innocent people dying. It just seems like it's the same thing if they're innocent. You know, okay? And then the second thing I want to ask you about is, I heard your co-host there say that no American would vote for a man that's got dark skin or a black man. And I wanted to know his reasoning behind that, because Obama is getting quite a few votes. You know, he won the Iowa primary, and he almost won the New Hampshire primary. And I wanted to know his reasoning behind that. I'm just here to learn. I didn't call in to argue with anybody, but I wanted to see what his thoughts was on that.
Okay. First of all, I didn't say that an American wouldn't vote for Obama. What I said is. America will not elect him. And what I mean by that is that despite whatever kind of statements people may make, there still are certain prejudices that exist in America, and it is not at that time that America is going to vote for a black president, particularly one who had a Muslim father and has Muslim names himself. So that's number one. Now, don't read into that I don't think that a black man should be elected president. I mean, if somebody, like, for example, one of my closest friends, Nasheed, a Muslim, a black man, if he were to run for president, I would vote for him in a heartbeat. I don't have anything against any color or race of people. I know that's going to aggravate a lot of people out there who do feel that way.
Very good, Mark. We'll catch this one after the break. Actually, this is the crux of what we are talking about when it comes to the election. So we'll be right back, and we'll catch this one after the break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we are discussing the 2008 election. I'm going to take, I'm going to make a comment, Mark, on what Steve, I believe, mentioned, and I was going to correct him. He did not say that a man or some or no one in America will vote for him. You did say America will not vote for a black man, and I agree with you. I just don't think America is ready to vote for a black man, and we're not being racist, and that doesn't mean that black man is not qualified to lead this country. It's just we are in this country not ready. Why? I don't know, because we've had over 300 years probably of a particular relationship with between blacks and whites, so that's the history we found ourselves in 2008. Now, but what is happening, though, is of interest, because if we go, and this is exactly what we wanted to talk about, of how is a president in the United States is elected. Number one, the media will give you the names of those people who they think will make it and those people who have already been handpicked by the powers that be on both sides. Because remember, we said the Republican Party and the Democratic Party is nothing but private corporations ruled by the same people, by the same money. The same money is funding both parties. So it doesn't really matter who gets elected, depending on what these powers want to accomplish. Sometimes they might get a Democrat in there, depends on what they want to have accomplished. And then sometimes they will have a Republican, depending again on what they want to accomplish. Now, in my opinion, they are not finished with the world. They are not finished with the New World Order. Even though the New World Order, it doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat that is in power. These powers will work through these presidents regardless of what party they are with. But they're not finished with the war phase of this world. Once they finish with the world, with the war phase of this world, then they will go to the other party to kind of bring everybody in together. What is happening now is you have on the Democratic side, you have more people than just Obama. Obama came out of nowhere. You have to understand that. Obama came out of nowhere. Okay, Hillary Clinton been there. She was the first lady for 8 years. So the name is out there. Obama is not out there. They had to set up the scenario where the Republicans will win. And this is the scenario. Get Obama, get him in there, get him some good publicity until the end, and then you hit him and you hit him hard. Number one, you will see his Muslim background. Now, he was not a Muslim, and Mark, you know, you said his father was a Muslim. His father was not a Muslim. His stepfather was a Muslim. His mother married a Muslim, and he did, I guess he was in the Muslim culture for a while. But they're going to bring this out. They're going to bring this out when it comes time for the elections, and you will hear about it. You will hear that he is that he studied in a madrasa, that he has the culture, the Muslim culture, as if the Muslim culture is the enemy. But again, we found ourselves in a society that has been so indoctrinated against Islam and Muslims that they will not accept a Muslim as, or someone who had a Muslim background as a president, as they will not accept a black man as a president. Like I said Thursday, and I've mentioned this to you, Mark, in a private conversation, that they are setting up Obama to be either the man who will have the nomination or he will be on the ticket with Hillary. Either way, the Republicans will be able to defeat them and defeat them bad. The way it works of how a president is elected, these two private companies that are called the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, who has monopoly, which, by the way, it's against the law, it's against the constitutions, they have a monopoly on politics. There should be, if we are to be democratic, if we have democracy in this country, we should have a lot more, many more political parties to represent the people of the United States. It should not be just be the Republicans and the Democrats. We should not have like 48 Republicans and 52 Democrats in the Senate. It should be, if we have a true democracy, it would be 20 here, 20 there, and the rest will be four or five from this, the different particular party, and four or five from that, if we are to be democratic. That is a democratic system. Now, the way it works, the media is going to basically shove down your throat the candidate that they want. That's why they are not touching Ron Paul, because they don't want Ron Paul. Ron Paul is probably the best one. Ron Paul is probably the best one who is qualified to lead this country and who will have the best interest of this country. But Fox News made him to be the enemy. Now CNN entered the fight and making Ron Paul to be the enemy. That's how these people are elected. Then they go through all these different states. They very much start collecting these delegates. They take these delegates to the convention. If it continues the way it is, Ron Paul does not stand a chance. And then when they start dropping out, no one is going to suggest that his delegates go to Ron Paul. It will be because all of them came from the system except Ron Paul came from outside the system. So they're not going to give those delegates to somebody else. They're not going to give it to Ron Paul. This is how it works. Right now, as it stands, what's her name? Hillary has about 83 delegates compared to 73 delegates to Obama. And they will add, as they go towards the convention, they will start adding these delegates. Tell you what, I'm going to shut up and bring Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hashem, I hate to criticize you, but I can tell you a faster 2 minutes than the break you were talking about, and that's how long it takes for the AIPAC to get 200 co-sponsors for any bill to increase aid to Israel or loan guarantees. They can do it much faster than that 2 minutes you were talking about.
Oh, I agree with you, brother.
Which explains our present or current political situation. But to get back to that, it's a matter of shill A and shill B that they present to the public. And Obama's just as much in league with the ruling powers that be, or as I call them, the Jewish powers that be. He's just as much in league with them as anybody else except Ron Paul. So it wouldn't make any difference if he gets it, Hillary gets it, McCain gets it. They're all in their pockets. So it's heads they win, tails we lose.
Well, that's true. That is true. And that's how they set it up all the time. But it just happened that this time around, a Democrat in the White House, it's going to make it hard for them to accomplish what they want to accomplish. They have to have a Republican, and that's why they set it up the way they did, so a Republican will be able to defeat Obama.
Well, I don't think Obama will get the nominee. I think it'll be Hillary. But I think he's probably slated to run as their vice president, as you talked about earlier. That's the way
right.
they set it up.
Well, that's the way I'm thinking, but if something happens and he ends up, because you never know who these other guys going to give their delegates to. You know, that's another formula that people have, you know, need to understand, because right now, you know, you never know. You know, I'm thinking maybe John Edwards, he probably would give his delegates to Hillary. I don't know, but you never know. If he ends up giving them to Obama, then Obama might have the nomination, but either way, Obama on the ticket, either Hillary with Obama, that's a defeatable ticket, or Obama and somebody else, that is also a defeatable ticket. So either way, the Republicans will be able to defeat the Democrats. Mark, what you think?
I couldn't agree more. As I've said before, I think that the real thing that they're worried about with Ron Paul, I mean, let's face it, they know he's not going to get elected. They will not allow that to happen. What they hate is that it's like a beauty contest where you've got nine women up there who look like Golda Meir, and then you've got this blonde bombshell who's stressed out on the stage, who obviously is the clear winner, or who should be the clear winner, but yet at the end of the race, when one of these Golda Meirs wins, everybody's going to know that the race has been fixed. And this is the thing that they are the most worried about with Ron Paul, is that he will wake up the American people to the fact that their election system is rigged.
Jim?
Yeah, it's not only rigged, but let's talk about who actually counts the votes. I believe it was Lenin or Stalin, one of the other, said it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes. So we're back to that situation. Mm-hmm. They can distribute the votes any way they want. And
that's
we're back
true.
Back to the same people that control everything. So, you
okay.
know, it's
so,
like I say,
so,
it's heads they win, tails we lose, no matter what you do.
Okay.
Although
so,
they are worried, I think, about Ron Paul, because they don't like the amount of publicity and the amount of followers he's getting. That has them a little worried.
But the system, the way the system works, though, it doesn't matter how popular you are. It's how many delegates are you packing when you go to the convention. That's how it works.
Right, but if they're counting the votes, they can determine how many delegates you're. They've been counting the votes in New Hampshire and Iowa, and so far, how's it turned out? Pretty much the way they wanted it to.
Gentlemen, stay on the line. We'll continue this after the break. Jim, stay with us. We'll go through a few minutes of this, and we'll see. Okay, we'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, we are discussing the 2008 elections and how is a president is elected, or better word, selected in the United States. Normally, they will go through these theatrical and these little cities, these theatrical events called caucuses and primaries. And the candidate, whoever the candidate is, and whoever the media likes to very much push and pull, they will pick up these delegates and go to these conventions. Now, for instance, the Republican convention, it will be 2,380 delegates compared to the Democrats, who will have 4,049 delegates. And a delegate to very much pick up the nomination would have to have at least one half of those delegates. So in case of the Republicans, I think it was like 1,190 delegates that the nominee would have. And in case of the Democrats, it would have to be, I believe, like 2,025. 2,025 delegates will get you the nominations. But with the way it is and the way the media is treating Ron Paul, there is no way on earth that Ron Paul will be able to get the 1,190 delegates that are needed to take to the conventions. As of yet, he only has two delegates, the two delegates he picked up in New Hampshire. And so he still has a long way to go if he's going to be a player. But, of course, there's only 71 Republican delegates have been chosen so far. So the game's still in the beginning. It's not dead yet. And, you know, still have a lot, still have about over 2,300 delegates to be picked up. So Ron Paul, yeah, I mean, it's possible, but the way the media is going, I can tell you, no, it is not possible because they're not going to get him out there. So in lieu of this, what do you think, Jim? I mean, how can Ron Paul actually get more delegates to go to the convention with?
Well, they pretty well got him limited. He's going to be stuck with maybe 100 or 200 at the most, if he can get that, which I doubt. But you guys neglected to mention one other ploy that they use in order to ensure the outcome of election, which they did with Wilson in 1912 when they talked Teddy Roosevelt into running on a Bull Moose party, or they did with Ross Perot to ensure that Clinton would win in 92, and they do this all the time. That's their ace in the hole. They get someone they know can pull enough votes away from somebody who might win in order for the other guy to get in. So that's another one of their tactics.
Okay, so but they're not using that this time, though. They're
not yet
using, you know, I don't see the Ralph Nader or the Ralph Naders, you know, and people like him.
Bloomberg.
Very,
Nader,
you know what? You know what? Bloomberg, yes.
Bloomberg's their ace in the hole.
Well, definitely Bloomberg would be, but now Bloomberg would work against what they want because they would want, I don't know. You know what? That's Mark. What do you think about the Bloomberg factor here?
Well, I mean, let's face it. It is playing conspicuously, prominently. You know, and the guy's got a lot of money. And, I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows why they did it? But the fact of the matter is that they are talking about it. It might be too early to say, but at the same time, who knows? I mean, they may be floating that just to get a bead on what the mood is of the American people.
But you guys, Bloomberg could pull at least probably 8 to 10% of the vote if they truly wanted the Republicans to win, because his base is the Jews and the Democrats.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
So that's another way they have of ensuring the outcome that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And if it looks like by their polls and by everything that's going on that they're going to need him to run, I'll guarantee you he'll run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
that's how the system works. The whole system's so crooked, you know.
Yeah, Jim, appreciate your call, buddy.
Alrighty.
Thanks. You know, Mark, the I mean, all roads are leading to they want a Republican president. I can't see it. Not when a Republican president is probably has the lowest of all presidents in history, and not when we are but you know what, I guess if we are in the middle of a war, then people would say, you know what, we need a strong president, and you know, John McCain is one, and probably Giuliani on his ticket is another one. I don't see it, though. The thing is, they don't have good president on the Republican side. I mean, probably, you know, of course, you know, we are excluding Ron Paul because, you know, they're not going to go with Ron Paul. But I'm just thinking of Romney and Huckabee and the rest of them. I don't see anyone who would be a war president except Giuliani. We'll talk about that when we come back. Of course, we have a lot to say about Giuliani. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And one thing that I would like to we have a lot of people waiting on hold on the phones, but there's a question that if the denial of the government having anything to do with 9/11, will it hurt Ron Paul? You know, I'm not ready to even accept the fact, and I have done many, many shows about 9/11, but I'm not yet wanting to accept the fact, or and it's not really a fact, but accept the notion that the government had anything to do with 9/11 or the government actually knew about 9/11. But I'm willing to accept this, and that's what Ron Paul actually had said, that I think we do need an independent investigation to see what took place in 9/11. You see, we will be making a mistake if we go out there and start saying the government had something to do with 9/11 or the government knew about 9/11. But I can tell you from all the evidence that some elements in the government, and when we say if the government had anything to do with it, that means everyone in the government as a whole, knew about it, planned it, and I'm not yet, unless the fact and unless we have evidence that that's actually what took place, then I will accept it. But I'm not yet willing to accept that the government had anything to do with it or knew anything about it until we have an investigation. Now, I know everybody wants out there to say, yeah, the government had something to do with it. Yeah, I would love to say that too. But we need an investigation so we can prove that. And I think that's what Ron Paul had said. You know, he's denying, not really denying that the government knew, but he's asking for an independent investigation. Mark, the question was, will the denial by Ron Paul, this is what I understand the question is, if the denial of the government having anything to do with 9/11 will hurt Ron Paul?
His tactic in saying what he did is the appropriate tactic. Now, he doesn't need to denigrate and ridicule 9/11 truthers at the same time. But I think that at this point, I mean, look, the American people, they don't know anything about anything. And so for him to come forward and say, oh, yes, I know, I can tell you what I know from being on the inside and whatever, he can't do that. I mean, you don't want to give your enemies a brick to bash you over the head with. And so, you know, if I were advising him, I would advise him to do the exact same thing, which is to say, let's have an open investigation. That way we can put all of these conspiracy theories to rest if indeed there is nothing behind them. So people right. who are out there getting upset that he isn't coming forth and saying whatever, I don't necessarily agree with their notion that he should. I think that he should play this game as if he has a chance of winning for as long as he can. And then when it becomes apparent that there's no chance, then take the money and the following and the press coverage that you're getting, and then go ahead and drop the bomb on the public by saying 9/11 was done with complicity of CIA and Mossad or whatever, but not now. It's too early.
Yeah, but I mean, even those people in the truth movement, you know, what does truth movement means? The word truth, you can't speculate and call it truth. I have not seen, because there was none, I have not seen an investigation that very much the result of that investigation is that the government planned 9/11 or the government had anything to do with 9/11. There are little bits and pieces over there of what is called circumstantial evidence, which is not accepted when you are dealing with cases as sensitive as this. So when if I was running for an office, mine would be, look, I'm not denying or accepting, and it is wrong for people to actually say that the government had some to do with it when we do not have an investigation yet.
Exactly.
Now, I would be pushing for an investigation, and if that's what the result of that investigation is, then I will be out there saying, look, this, but it has to be an independent investigation, though, not five Democrats and five Republicans to sit around the table and say, look, don't blame me, I will not blame you, and that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, but you see, when you're dealing with politics, you have people who want you to say what you want, what they want you to say. Otherwise, they are going to pull away from you. And that's the problem and the tragedy in the way we pick our president. It's if someone says something today that I like, I say, oh, you know what? When he said that, I changed my mind from this guy to this guy just because they heard somebody on a campaign trail saying something. When it's everything these people say is very much picked for them, these statements very much picked for them to say that, look, if you say this, it's going to get you the most votes. So it is stupid from people to listen to these candidates and make up their minds just for something they heard the candidate say on a campaign trail. But to me, I think my opinion, Ron Paul, yeah, he's going to have some of his supporters being upset with him for denying that the government had anything to do with it. But I don't think he denied that the government had anything to do with it. I think he very much said there's no evidence to show that the government had something to do with it. And I'll tell you what, show me the investigation, show me the truth, and I'll tell you which way I will go. Having said that, let's go back to Texas with John. Go ahead, John.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I agree with most of what you're saying. However, there's an important issue I think that you're completely overlooking, and it has a little bit to do with your theory, and that is the fact that there is no longer, you keep referring to the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. There is no such thing. It doesn't exist anymore. It's a thing of the past. What we have today are the general public being represented by Ron Paul, and basically the rest of the candidates are all members or represented by the shadow government, the Council on Foreign Relations, the military-industrial complex, the Illuminati, and our fiat fractional reserve system. All of these candidates, it doesn't matter if Hillary gets elected or not. If she does get elected, and I'm sure the way things are going, she will be elected. She will have no problem whatsoever working with a Republican Congress and a Republican House, because the goals of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party have become the same. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party do not, our present system, do not reflect the past.
Yeah, and I agree with you, John.
Past.
Yes, I agree with you, John. And, you know, what I said is these both parties are very much an operations for the same people on top. It's the same money. Follow the money and you will see where all these people are. And I agree with you. They're not two different parties. They are two faces of the same coin. And, so I agree with you, and I did mention that, by the way, in the beginning. I said, you know, right now, actually, the way I look at them is they are private corporations. One of them is called the Democratic Party. The other one is called the Republican Party. And both of these corporations are owned by the same money because they are being supported by the same money for the same agenda. But there are different characters, though, for different roles to play in this scenario. Because a Democratic government or Democratic president would have to fit the image of a Democratic president, and they will be asking him to do things different than what a Republican president would do. That's what I said. But as far as who these people are on top, they are the same.
Well, you're contradicting yourself right there, but they're not going to ask for different. There's not a difference between them. Hillary Clinton represents a fascist, communistic government.
And that's not time for
every single thing she wants to do is a socialist program.
Okay.
And the Republicans, they want to do the same thing. Because
that's the goal
of the Council of Foreign Relations and the goal of the Illuminati and the goal of the shadow government.
Okay. I'm not contradicting myself. Let me explain to you what I'm saying. What I'm saying are these two actors called the Republicans and the Democrats, they have certain roles that the powers that be want them to play, and it does not fit the other one. You know, it's like getting John Wayne and having him play a Eddie Murphy role. It's not going to work. Now, Eddie Murphy will have a role to play, and John Wayne will have a role to play. And both of these people, and that's exactly what I'm saying. I personally, I don't believe that it is time for Hillary. If they continue on the same path of wars, we're not finished with wars yet. But I appreciate your call, John. Let's go to Catherine in Montana. Catherine.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Of course.
Yep.
Okay, great show. Thank you, gentlemen. This is Catherine from the chat room with a C. anyway, I wanted to backtrack here a minute on the caucuses and the delegates and so forth and so on. They will not let people in to the caucuses or to become a delegate, if they know you're for Ron Paul here in Western Montana, they will deliberately leave seats empty, so you will not be able to attend the caucus. That's a fact. It's going across the country in various states, and it's pretty sad. And some of the caucuses that used to be open are no longer open. They are closed.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true.
The other comment I wanted to make is if Ron Paul does not become the candidate.
We lost you.
I'm sorry, can
say
you hear
it again.
Me?
Say it again. We lost you.
Okay. If Ron Paul does not become the nominee, personally, I don't think I'm going to vote because I'm sick and tired of voting for lesser of the evils. I can't believe I'm saying that at 57 years old, but I'm tired of voting for lesser of the evils. And there is no difference between the two. They want you to think that there is a difference between both parties, but when it comes down to it, there is no difference, and they're all warmongers. And I can't believe that any Christian who calls himself a Christian would put up with the Bush cabal, would put up with Hillary's plan with bombing Iran, would put up with Obama's on bombing Pakistan, would put up with any of it. It's ridiculous. I've been saying this for many, many years, and I have been involved in politics since I handed out literature when I was 12 years old. And I'm telling you, people are tired of voting for lesser of the evils. And it also comes down to who counts the votes. Because
right.
You can't trust the machines, and you haven't been able to trust the machines for years on end.
But you know what, Catherine? The sad thing is this. People may be tired of voting for the lesser of two evils, but they will still do it.
I won't.
Well, I applaud you and I agree with you, but you know, it's like I've told people before. Things in this country will change when people decide that they've had enough, and that is not going to happen as long as the TV is working, as long as the refrigerator is full of food, as long as the house is warm in the winter and cool in the summer. You know, Americans, the most effective weapon that our enemy uses against us is that he keeps us comfortable. Now, when things begin to break down, and then people are forced to suffer a little bit, then they're going to take some of these things to heart. But until then, I personally don't see it happen.
You know, one other thing, Mark, I was for Dr. Paul back in 1988. I was always a conservative constitutionalist, but I could even see the difference in the Republican Party from what it was when I was, you know, a kid. I was born in 1950, so I come across probably different than a lot of the younger folks who are for Dr. Paul. But I would write in votes. For example, way back when, I voted in Alan Keyes because he was about the only one back then during the primary that I was for. I've been for Pat Buchanan in the past, too. The thing is, people who come across knocking Paul because of the R next to his name. You know, they might be for him. Oh, I agree with him, but, you know, he's a Republican. Personally, and I get a lot of heat on this, I feel that he should have gone in as an independent from the get-go. But, of course, that was not my call. I know for a fact that the Constitution Party did want him to run, and before he even threw his hat in the ring, I wrote to him and said, you know, I supported you way back when. I've been following your career. I hope you run. And when he went in as a Republican, of course, he's been a Republican in Texas for all those years. Instead of an independent, I thought they're just going to screw him from the get-go, and they've done
Catherine.
That.
Catherine, very good call. I'm going to have to move on. I have
God
a lot of callers.
You. Thank
and
you both.
Thank
I
you.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, very quick. I really am very sad to hear that people, of course, you know, I am in that dilemma myself. You know, it's like, who the heck are you going to vote for? Because we do not have a popular vote here. If we do have a popular vote here, it would be okay. But not voting is not going to be solving the problem, and voting is not going to solve the problem either. So the only thing to do is to basically have a revolution, a peaceful one, because now it's against the law to actually entice violence, even if you don't mention anything about people doing anything. But the only way we can solve this problem is if we have constitutional amendments to move these votings from these delegates and their conventions into a popular vote. With that, let's go to Davey in Texas.
Well, I'd like to tell you I've enjoyed listening to your show, but actually I'm kind of mystified by, you know, Americans and their use of the so-called English language. You know, I'm actually a little handicapped. I got a degree in government from the University of Texas.
All right, Davey, hold that thought. We're going to be right back with English. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go quickly to Davey for a few minutes, and then we only have a few minutes in the show anyhow, and then we're going to catch Steve in California. Go ahead, Davey.
Okay, I'll be real brief because I appreciate y'all's work. And, you know, I just wanted to clarify that the word government for Americans does not mean what we have today. You know, when those guys sat around and drew up the preamble of the Constitution and they said, in order to form a more perfect union to establish justice, well, fundamentally, if we don't have justice, the whole rest of the deal is off. And whether or not there was any so-called government employees working on 9/11 that helped them do it or not is really beside the issue, because in Waco, we know for a fact that they weren't acting in good faith. And a government, you know, an employee, so to speak, working for so-called Americans would know in their right mind not to drive a tank into a church or shoot out of a helicopter through a roof that has women and children inside of a church, you know, on Sunday morning. So, you know, the simple fact is these people are not government. They're a criminal enterprise, and they work for those people that print the currency. And Ron Paul is like a guy driving a bulldozer right now. So the only thing I can say is we should just get out of the way because we're the bulldozer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Very
well,
good,
hey,
call.
You guys,
I agree.
Thanks for the show.
Thanks. Thanks, Debbie. Steve, California, go ahead.
Hi, Jim. Mark.
Hi.
The whole problem with the two-party system is it's a Judeo-Marxist dialectic designed to keep people in line, not to grant them freedoms. The Founding Fathers established a system that allows as many parties as you like. It's not parliamentarian, that's true, but as many as you like. And everything is established for making that work. We need to start utilizing that, maybe even making some changes to law, not the Constitution, but to law concerning this to get rid of some of the gerrymandering. But in the meantime, if Ron Paul doesn't make it this time, I think it's high past time that the Republican Party was replaced. Major parties have been replaced before. We can do it again. That's all I got to say.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. And, of course, thanks everyone who called in. And, you know, Mark, just a final thought. We have a big mess on our hands, and it's not going to be solved overnight. And I don't know, unless we get some people in Congress to change the laws of the elections, we are not going to have a democracy or even a representative government in this country. We're stuck. We are stuck in a something called democracy, but it's not. What do you think?
Well, I think Steve is right for the most part, but I think that the component that we have not yet considered is the power structure that exists even after the election cycle changes everything, which is the military and the intelligence community. I think that that is the ace in the hole that we have. If the military and the intelligence community can exert pressure behind the scenes that the average American does not see, then we could stand a chance of turning things around. But I think that it's going to have to, pardon my French, it's going to have to get pretty damn bad before the intelligence and the military community do anything.
Unfortunately, Mark, I will have to disagree with you. It's good thinking, nice to dream, but we will not have a coup in America. Not now, probably 20 years from now maybe, but not now. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure coming to you this week. And as always, thank you, Mark, and thanks everyone for listening. We will be back next week. Good night. Go do the right thing. See you, Mark.
See you.